Hello, everybody. This is Cash. This is Middle Age and Mediocre. I am joined, as always, by my co-host.
Me?
You.
I'm a real American.
Okay.
Fight for the rights of every man. I'm a real American. Fight for what's right. Fight for your life.
Does it do anything when it comes crashing down?
It always hurts inside.
Oh, it always hurts inside. Okay.
WrestleMania!
It is WrestleMania time. WrestleMania 40.
That wasn't as fun as I thought it'd be.
If you would have played, we were playing. Hopefully we don't get kicked. We're probably going to get kicked off YouTube.
That was like 3 seconds.
Yeah, we'll see.
All right.
We'll see if they strike.
If they do, they hate America.
They do.
Your move, YouTube.
You hear that, YouTube?
Your move.
Yeah, your move.
I love America.
You move.
You do move. I'm Joel. I'm excited.
Yeah. We got 2 nights of WrestleMania coming up. We're recording on a Saturday.
That's great on me, too. I'm glad. Because if not, WrestleMania would have started by now. It's like...
It's much better than
2:30 in the afternoon. WrestleMania would be on right now, but if it was only one night.
We're looking at the card here because we're going to go over the official.
This is the wrestling episode.
Yeah, this isn't WrestleMania. This is a WrestleMania pre-show, and just the wrestling show in general. So enjoy, and everybody just quit listening. Okay, yeah. So it's just me and you now.
All right,
just me and you. So we can
couple
just talk
fucking marks. Me and you.
So we got the official sport books or betting odds for night one and night two, and just looking at this, night two kind of sucks.
They're putting a lot of it on that main event. Cody's completing his story.
And just looking at this really quick, I'm going to say that WrestleMania could have been one night, and...
Not a lot of build this year outside of the main event. The two main events, the Bloodline and like Cody and stuff, not a lot of build for some of these matches.
There could have been 7 matches.
Booker Josh is coming out.
On one night.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we could have, and I'll tell you which ones when we go over the sporting book odds.
But I bet I can bet. Well, it's all you do.
Yeah, I did. So but a lot of that could have been on SmackDown and Raw.
Yeah.
Or the pre-show.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll get into that, though.
But they can't go back. Once they go 2 nights, they can't
And
go
people
back.
Do like it. I hate it.
Yeah.
I don't.
Like I said, it's grown on me. I'd rather not see it over 2 nights and, like, all of that in one night.
I definitely don't want to go back to the let's start at 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah.
And you have nothing. Like, you. Yeah. That was ridiculous.
Yeah. At least now, just starting at 7 tonight.
Oh, you got my Hogan and Flair set up over there for me.
I
Thank
told
you
I did that. Yeah.
I don't listen to you half the time.
You don't. I just be talking.
And then you were going to call me out for buying a Hogan figure.
Yep, I did.
But that is the NWO Hogan.
Yeah.
The black and white with the spray-painted belt. I got those at Ollie's for $4 a piece.
Why pay more?
Yeah.
Is that what they say? Yeah. Why pay more?
The only ones they didn't have of that series, I looked on the back, there's the Honky Tonk Man and Bray Wyatt.
Okay.
And, of course, Bray Wyatt. I've seen Bray Wyatt other places.
Yeah, Walmart.
I
should have
picked
them.
It up
yeah.
then. But they're like 15 there.
Yeah.
So, and then Honky Tonk Man, I haven't even seen that one.
It'd be hard to buy a Hulk Hogan, but you did it.
I did it.
You
mostly
did it.
For the black and white belt.
Yeah, it is cool.
The spray painted
belt.
It
is cool.
And as we were talking about, you played Real American.
Yeah.
For his, but in my opinion...
the Jimi Hendrix.
Him having the Jimi Hendrix entrance music as Hollywood Hogan
playing
was...
Playing the belt as he came out.
The best entrance music for anybody ever, and I'm so... I hate that it was him that got it.
You're not a big Hogan fella.
I fucking hate Hulk Hogan. I have a hat that says fuck Hulk Hogan.
You do.
I'm blocked on Twitter by Hulk Hogan.
All right, brother.
Oh, brother.
We're going to be looking at a bit, but looking at a bit, I wonder if there's a Hulk Hogan bet.
Prop bet. Possibly. I think there was, somebody was talking, Aaron Draven was saying that he thinks he heard somewhere something like that in the Rock.
Not the Rock.
Yeah, the Roman and Cody match.
Yeah.
That, like, Hogan's supposed to be involved somehow. Austin's supposed to be involved somehow.
Oh, okay.
Taker, maybe? Like, basically to, like, fuck over the Rock and keep him out of interfering.
Yeah. So I wonder if they'll all be there tonight, then, the cost... The Rock the tag match, because if they win, there's Bloodline rules, which is no.
Is that
rules.
What the, is that what night one's stipulation is?
Yeah, if
Roman and Rock wins, it's
there's
no
Bloodline
rules.
Yeah, but if if Cody and Seth win, they're banned. Okay. Yeah. If they're banned, they definitely won't come down.
Yeah, I bet Hogan will be there because he had a VIP signing at WrestleMania weekend.
Well, yeah, plus he likes money, so smart business to go there and sign his name, brother.
Money, money, money.
So it's been a couple weeks, though, before we get into wrestling. We haven't recorded for 2 weeks.
Yeah, we... I forget what happened the week before.
I went to my father's. Yeah. Hello, father.
Hello, mother.
Father. I see my mom every
Hello,
week.
Hello, father.
But went and saw my dad.
Yeah.
And last week, me and you just went on a little dude cruise.
We had a little dude day.
Yeah. We always do, Peddler's Junction.
We went to an auction.
Oh, yeah. We went to an auction.
An auction here in town that was mostly selling ammo.
A lot of ammo,
and then a lot of Viking stuff.
Yep.
Because they were doing, it was like an estate sale. Uh-huh. And whoever this guy was, liked his guns, he liked his ammo,
weapons,
and liked his Viking
basically,
stuff.
Yeah. Swords and hatchets and shields. And
I bought a horn.
Yeah, you did.
Bought two horns.
Uh-huh.
And
some shotgun ammo.
They're in the back of my car still.
Even used those horns?
I have not even taken them out of the box or brought them inside. And then I bought 3 boxes of shotgun shells. And then Sunday after Easter dinner, as I was leaving, I told my dad, oh, hey, I got 3 boxes of these at this auction the other day. Do you want a box of them? And he looked, and whichever ones I bought, I either bought 12 gauge or 20 gauge.
Yeah.
But whichever ones I bought, I don't have that shotgun. My shotgun that I got from my dad. It was mine, but it's been at his house forever. But I have now. It takes the other kind. It's either if I bought the 12 gauge ammo, yeah. I have a 20 gauge. Okay. If I bought the 20 gauge,
you
ammo,
still don't know.
So he took all. So I didn't really buy much of anything at the auction. There were some cool shields. We wanted a shield, and we wanted I wanted a hatchet.
Yeah.
But by the time it got to, I don't know if that hatchet was ever going to be available. Because they did a lot of other hatchets first.
It was a lot.
And then we were like, we have other things to do. So we
went for VHS tapes.
Took my cowboy boots to the store where I bought them at 20 years ago to get restretched a little bit. Went and picked those bad boys up on Wednesday after work.
They're made for walking.
Fit perfectly now.
He stretched your throat.
Oh, he stretched.
And then he worked on your cowboy boots.
Then he worked on my boots. Then we went to grab some records.
Boot jargon is crazy. When he's like, I just gotta stretch your throat a little bit. I was like, I gotta walk away.
Well, I know what that means. But
nice try, buddy. Not falling for that one again.
If you're ever in the Marietta, Ohio area,
you need your throat stretched.
You should check out Schaefer Leather.
How's that not their slogan? Schaefer Leather. We'll stretch your throat.
Because they're not stretching throats, Joel. They're stretching boots.
Yeah, but that's the words you said. Oh, the throat of a boot. That makes sense.
That makes sense. Jesus Christ. Schaefer Leather. It's a little family-owned
get your throat stretched.
Leather store. They took care of me since I bought those from them 20 years
ago. Yeah, it was really cool.
They did the throat stretching was free, which you usually have to pay decent money for that. Yeah. So
one way or another, you're paying.
Yeah. When I went back to get them Wednesday, it was when, so we're being.
That's on your birthday.
Yeah. So we're under like a lot of flood warnings and flood alerts. So like when I went, they were closing down the street it was on.
Mm-hmm.
And I just still went ahead and figured out a way to get onto it. But they were bringing a lot of stuff inside, and they said that so where they're at, that as long as the river doesn't raise up to 41 feet, or raise 41 feet, they're fine.
Well, I think it was supposed to crest like 40.
They said at 41 feet is when they start getting water on the floor, and they said that was calling for 40.9 feet.
Oh.
So I was like, well, good luck. I'm going to get the hell out of here.
Buy those free boots.
But then when I went back over the bridge that night, the water was up pretty high. And then that night when I was like, I came back across the bridge probably 6:30-ish. At 9, I saw somebody post a picture on Facebook where like the water was 2 feet from the bridge.
Yeah.
So we're living in a possible ocean world scenario.
Yeah, Aquaman. I'm going to be Aquaman.
But that happened, and then we're back, though.
We're
back with the wrestling talk. This is WrestleMania weekend. I always know which WrestleMania it is because it is the number of the age I just left. So I'm now.
So you just turned 41. I just turned 41. WrestleMania 40. Yeah. Way to make it all about you.
Is this always WrestleMania has always been about me? I thought everyone knew that.
Now I do.
Yeah. Well, good. You don't forget it now.
Hey, speaking of WrestleMania, I gotta ask you this: have you watched the new Roadhouse?
No, not yet.
Oh man,
how is it? So this is the Jake Gyllenhaal and Connor
or Gyllenhaal. I like to call him that.
Connor
McGregor. So, it well first me and Kylie she'd never seen the original one so we watched that the night before I went to my dad's and that right out holds up. I haven't seen it in 10-15 years but it's still Patrick Swayze man just shining.
Rat boot.
Just shining bright like a beacon of hope.
Yeah.
I forgot about the weird guys like I used to fuck guys like you in prison. He's like, "You know what? I'm going to rip your throat out for that."
And then poor Teddy at the end. Damn bear fell on me.
I know. And he just stood there like we watched that, you know, and of course Kyle loved it. It's a great movie. I loved it. And the next day, CinemaSins, I saw they had like Everything Wrong with Roadhouse.
The
and
old
like,
one?
He played that whole scene where he's like shooting at it.
Yeah.
Like he thinks it's a real bear falling on him.
Look, you can't go back to movies from that time period and do Everything Wrong with.
You can.
And they you can, did. But like... We all have such fond memories of those movies. Yeah. It's not the same as now that you see stuff like that before you watch a movie, like a current one. And when you, like now, current ones, you're like, oh, what a piece of shit movie for.
Yeah.
But yeah, when you grow different up and you times. Have nostalgia for
the,
something.
The new one's not bad. I feel like they could have just called it anything.
Yeah.
It didn't
I
have
heard
to be Roadhouse.
Road
I mean,
house.
It doesn't. His name's Dalton. Like, it's at a bar, but it's like at a bar in the Florida Keys.
Does he not rip a guy's throat out?
Oh, no.
Really?
No.
I figured that would be the one thing that they definitely do.
He stretches a few throats. No. Yeah, he doesn't rip anything out. It's, there's no monster truck driving through a car lot. And it's like the asshole guy is like a real asshole. And you know because he wants someone to shave him with a straight blade while he's on a boat out in the middle of the ocean.
Oh, that's Connor?
No. That's there's a guy, and it's like he's the bad guy in the town, but he's in jail, so it's his son.
Oh, okay.
Like rich spoiled son and all his friends.
Okay.
But like, yeah, he just gets his shaved by a straight razor in the ocean, which boats aren't very steady.
That's a little, yeah.
So of course, yeah, and he gets mad at the guy just to show what kind of asshole he is.
Throws him overboard.
But there is a funny henchman who's like kind of always. Like getting his butt kicked, but always has like a funny line about it. I'd watch it again.
I've heard way better things about it than I expected.
Yeah,
I'll say that. Like,
yeah,
because I was going to watch it either way, but then I figured everybody would just start shitting on it.
I like Jake Gyllenhaal.
We watched. I went and watched Immaculate in theaters.
You told me about that.
Sydney Sweeney movie. It is. I loved it. It was incredible. It's she's in a.
Is it Immaculate?
It was Immaculate.
Good.
It was good. It was. It has. When the scenes are brutal, they are like horrifically brutal.
Oh, nice.
And it is. It's a very like. There's already a lot of right wing groups that are pissed off about it because the whole thing is kind of. Basically about abortion rights and you know all that stuff.
Yeah.
And, what happens to her is very. And then the ending has not pleased a lot of those groups. So it's a good fucking movie. It's got some very creepy stuff in it. Some of the characters are downright just scary as shit because, like, you know, you mix in religion with just, like, people that are way too far gone from their ideals of that. It's a good movie.
I'll watch it.
I definitely recommend it.
I'll have to take a break from my 80s and 90s movies, and I'll watch
this
that.
This feels very, like, 70s horror.
Oh, okay.
It's very Omen.
Yeah.
Exorcist vibe. Like, feel... So I thought it took place in the 70s or something, and then there's a scene where somebody has a cell phone. But for the most
time
part...
Time traveler?
It's just they're in Italy.
Yeah.
Or Rome or wherever, like at a, you know... so yeah, it's a little bit more modern, but it doesn't feel like it. That kind of one scene.
Immaculate.
But yeah, Sydney Sweeney is incredible in it. Like the last scene, I won't spoil anything.
And that's the middle sister from Full House, right?
Sydney Sweeney?
Yeah.
No, that's Jodie Sweetin.
Oh, okay.
Sydney Sweeney's the chick from that show Euphoria.
How rude!
Jodie Sweetin?
Probably.
Yeah. But yeah, watch it. I highly recommend it. And then last night I watched a found footage movie that just came out not too long ago called Frogman. Have you ever heard of the It's a he's an actual cryptid. I forget the name.
I've never heard of any frog monster.
Loveland, the Loveland Frogman.
Kermit's the only one.
It's an actual cryptid, but yeah, this movie's called Frogman, and it's all about this guy that has a kid. Him and his family on vacation, and he got footage of the Frogman, and then nobody believed him. Like he, like years later, he's like found the footage and he's posted online, and then he's got like YouTubers and stuff saying like what a phony, you know, fake piece of shit he is.
Mm-hmm.
So now he kind of like his only mission in life is to go back to Loveland, and get footage of the Frogman, and then there's like rumors of there's a in that area, there's a cult that worships the Frogman.
Wasn't that like an episode of Always Sunny? Frank trying to go back and... Was that a kinda, frog guy?
No, his buddy Froggy.
Froggy, yeah, okay.
Yeah, his friend in the orphanage, Froggy.
Yeah, okay.
He wants to hit me. They did that to Froggy.
Oh, yeah, okay. Frogman and Immaculate.
Yeah, Frogman was really good. They just put it on Amazon Prime, but it's like $4 to rent, something like that. But it's low budget. It's a smaller production company doing it. So definitely, you know, if you're into horror, support that. But that's what's going on around here.
Something else is going on around here.
We'll get to that here in a few.
Okay.
Let's talk about the show that's not quite as big, WrestleMania.
Yeah.
40. It's not quite as important.
WrestleMania 40.
Between the shows we're going to talk about, but, you know. So WrestleMania 40, night one, takes place Tonight,
7 o'clock.
April 6th.
Yep.
And we got tomorrow night coming up. As I looked at it, like I was saying, I think night two is pretty weak. I will have it on, I'm sure, as I'm doing other things, and I really only kind of want to see Roman and Cody to see just how everything plays out. There'll still be a few good matches, but let's go. So we got the betting odds up here.
Yeah.
We tried that. We were going to make some bets. But it looks like most of the places you can make bets, you have to use Bitcoin to do it, and I'm not getting.
We don't believe in it.
Bullshit. So we were ready though.
Yeah.
We were going to throw down some money on these.
I had $1,000.
You did. did you go ahead and send that to me? Because I'll still make bets with it for you, buddy.
Thanks.
So let's go. Let's just start with night one, and I'm going to give you the match, and I'm going to give you the betting odds.
Okay.
You let me know. And we'll make our picks.
All right.
So we'll see who would make some money here. And let's just say we are going to do $5 each on each pick.
Okay.
And we'll see after this weekend. I'll do the math.
And if I win, you really have to pay. But if it goes the other way, we're just pretending.
Well, that sounds fair.
Okay, yeah.
Cool. So, yeah, sure. So... Night one. I don't know if this is the actual match order. This is the order that it was listed. This I don't know if they know something I don't. It seems like it could be.
I'm sure they do.
So first match.
That sounded a lot meaner than that was.
For the, I believe, women's. Which one does she have?
The Raw one. I don't know.
Okay, Raw. Yeah, the Raw women's title. The champion, Rhea Ripley, goes up against the challenger, Becky Lynch. Rhea is a minus 450 odds to win.
What?
So she's the favorite.
Oh, she's the favorite. Okay, minus. Okay.
Becky is getting plus.
I don't know how that works.
Becky's getting. So if it's a minus, that means it's more likely to happen.
Yeah.
So the higher up that number goes means the more likely it's happened, the less money you're going to win on that bet.
Okay.
And then plus is the underdog. So Becky is plus 275.
As she should be, because I'm picking Rhea there.
So you're picking Rhea?
Yeah, I think she's going to hold on. She won it last year at WrestleMania off Charlotte.
So she beat Charlotte for it. I am going with Becky because I think that they need to do something new with Rhea. And this will be the way for her to kind of be moved away from the Judgment Day.
Oh, no. I love her with the Judgment Day. I'm not ready for that.
Okay. So, yeah, I'll go with Becky on that. You go with Rhea.
Yep.
Then next up, we got the six-woman tag match.
Uh-huh.
Jade Cargill, Bianca, and Naomi going up against Damage Control. And Damage Control is the underdog here big time at plus 700 with the, what'd you call them, the bad bitches?
Yeah.
It's just,
off air, thanks.
Well, I'm shocked that's not what Jade Cargill is saying they are. I thought that's why you said
Isn't
it.
Isn't that what she used to say, like, in TNT?
She was the bitch in AEW.
As TNT champion.
They are minus 2,000 odds to win.
I'm gonna go damage control. I think they I think they're gonna get the heels a win here.
And I'm gonna go with the heavy favorite here. And then this may work. So the way this is gonna kind of work to see who wins, quote unquote.
Yes.
Is so when I'm placing my $5 on that -2,000 bet, mm-hmm. that's like no money at all coming back to me. So whereas like even though you took Rhea at -450, that's way more money coming back to you than -2,000. So like depending on which odds we're taking, and it doesn't actually have to be like the number of correct answers. Anyways, then we got Rey Mysterio Jr. versus Dragon Lee versus Santos Escobar and Dominic Mysterio. This one's a close one. Mysterio and Dragon Lee are -180. And Santos and Dominic are +140.
Yeah, they'll be Mysterio and Dragon Lee.
Okay.
That's another match. It could not be on the card. That'd be fine.
That's one of the ones I didn't have.
The last match was a match that could be on that I could care less about.
Me and you're on the same side on that one. And then we've got the Battle of the Twins. Jey Uso is the favorite at -200 going against his brother Jimmy at +150 odds.
I'm gonna go with Jay. He's gonna.
Me too.
Probably some sort of shenanigans.
So you got Jay at -200. Me too. And then next up, the Intercontinental Title match: Gunther going up against Sami Zayn. Gunther is -150 odds. Sami is +110.
Let's go, Sami.
I'm going Sami too. I think it's time.
I think it is too.
If they're gonna have Gunther lose the title, this has to be. It does. Then we got the tag team ladder match. So the way you were telling me this is set up, and it's not that I don't believe you.
That's what it is.
But let me see if they have it to where they actually explain if they can stay in the match or not.
But the match is Judgment Day, of course, Balor and Damian Priest versus New Day, Kofi and Xavier versus Grayson Waller and Austin Theory versus the new Catch Republic. I think that's their name. And is there one more team in there?
So we got Awesome Truth.
Yeah. Awesome Truth. Okay.
They're the favorites at +100. And then DIY, +250. Judgment Day, +400. A-Town Down Under, +400. New Day, +700. And New Catch Republic, +800. But you said that there's rumors.
I've heard on commentary. They said it on commentary that, like, it's going to be. They're doing it for both sets of titles.
No, not that.
Oh.
The machine guns thing.
Oh, yeah. I saw some stuff where it said the machine guns are, you know, could make an appearance.
Okay. So you're thinking that they may replace a team?
Hopefully, A-Town Down Under.
Or they might just get. So one, two, three, four, five, six. That's six teams. So I thought maybe they would just add. This is a hard one to bet, because I would almost bet that Machine Guns will be in it.
I'd love to see that.
And if they take out a team, you have to assume that it's going to be DIY, because that's probably who they feud with first. If I was booking this, I'd want...
Well, if they're both face, though, you wouldn't want...
Machine Guns probably come in as heels.
You think?
I would hope. They're much better as heels. But I don't know.
If they're going to get cheered, so that's kind of hard for... To start off that way.
That's true, yeah.
They have to, like, they're going to get cheered.
Or so then maybe somebody will take out one of these teams, and then they'll be the replacement.
Joey Swole.
He's supposed to take out A-Town Dan?
Well, I mean, he's going to be there, so. Internet famous bodybuilder has a thing going with A-Town Down Under. And he did say he's going to be at WrestleMania, so, I mean, I'm sure there's going to be some sort of interaction.
So who are you on then? Awesome Truth, DIY, Judgment Day, A-Town Down Under, New Day, New Catch Republic.
I would like to see. I'm gonna go out on a limb. New Catch Republic wins the SmackDown titles, and I think Judgment Day is gonna retain the Raw titles. I'm picking two winners.
Okay, so the ladder.
It could be one team winning both sets. I'm sure that's still an option.
Okay, a ladder match is won when a wrestler climbs a ladder and claims the prize hanging above the ring. The latter example is relevant to night one, involves a 6-team ladder match for the Undisputed Tag Team titles. The Judgment Day will defend their 4 belts against DIY, the Awesome Truth, blah, blah, blah. This particular match will only end when both sets of titles are pulled down. leading fans to speculate that the Undisputed titles will be split up. Okay, so yeah, they're probably going to be split up.
Yeah.
So then let's go.
Or they could make the Judgment Day just stay really strong and have them win both. But
so then, okay, so you're picking which two teams to win which?
Catch Republic for SmackDown, and I think Judgment Day is going to retain the Raw titles.
Okay, and then I'm going to go with...
I really like the new Catch Republic, man. Trent, they just gave the one guy's name back.
Oh, yeah, Pete Dunne. Not Trent Seven, but the strong young boy.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm a big fan of that.
I'm going to go with...
So much I don't know their names.
I'm going to go with A-Town Down Under.
Ugh!
And these aren't picks I want to see. Yeah. This is who I think.
I guess I'm going by with New Catch Republic, what I want to see.
I'll go A-Town Down Under and Awesome Truth. I figure Awesome Truth will get the Raw, A-Town Down Under will get the
R-Truth has never won at WrestleMania, so it'd be nice to see him win.
Has he not?
Nope.
Weird. Okay, and then our main event of night one is Roman and The Rock at minus 1,000 odds going up against Seth Rollins and Cody Rhodes at plus 550 odds. With the stipulation being, if Roman and The Rock win, it is a Bloodline Rules match, night two, with Roman and Cody. If Seth and Cody win, it is that the Bloodline is banned from ringside, right?
Yep.
Okay.
So with that being the case, I think it's going to be Rock and Roman winning tonight.
Same here. If you do it the other way, then that kind of kills all drama for night two. So unless...
But I can see...
They could do it to where, okay. Well,
even though it says no, someone new could come out and still cause.
See, and it's Cody Rhodes in the main event of night two, and there's no way, because Cody Rhodes booking means that you stack every odd possible against Cody, and then he overcomes it.
He's a new Hulk Hogan.
That, and that's Dusty Rhodes booking. Yeah. That's just, So, okay. So
I really think Manu's going to come out. Manu.
So, it's just fun to say. The only three matches that I would have kept... are Ripley and Lynch, or four matches. Ripley and Lynch, Gunther and Sammy, the tag team ladder match. Oh, yeah, and I wouldn't even do the Roman Rock, Seth Cody. I think that's just a complete ridiculous scenario that they're doing.
I agree, but I'd like the tag match that's coming up. The Rock, when's the last time he wrestled?
I know, but... okay, so that's night one. Night two, Seth Rollins defending... the whatever title Reigns has got the Universal.
So I think he's the WWE Universal. Yeah. So I think Seth is the world heavyweight. Okay.
So minus 400 odds going up against Drew McIntyre at plus 250.
I think Drew's going to win.
Okay.
Not going to be a good weekend for old Seth.
I think...
because so Drew can keep the belt till CM Punk comes
back. I'm going with you. Okay, and then we got for the...
Or maybe CM Punk costs out, because there's history there. Because Punk will be on commentary.
Right.
For that match.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Do you think he wears a tie? Do you think he wears a tie? No, I'm going Drew McIntyre.
He'll probably wear a tie.
Like just over a t-shirt or something?
Yeah. So, okay. So then U.S. title match. Logan Paul defends against Randy Orton and Kevin Owens. Logan Paul is the favorite to win at minus 375. Randy Orton at plus 350, and then Kevin Owens at plus 425.
Kevin Owens.
All right.
Even though he's blocked me on Twitter.
Did he?
Unblocked me, Kevin. Yeah.
For, like, no reason.
Well, a little bit of a reason.
Really?
It's shameful. I was being a troll.
But wasn't he a heel at the time?
Yeah, he was a super heel champion, and I just, the wind hit me the right way, and I left, like, a... troll comment, and he instantly was like, cool, unfollow me. And like, I couldn't even be like, but you're my favorite wrestler ever. He just like booted me. And that's his right.
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
You deserved it.
I think about it every day.
I can try to shoot him a message.
He's going to block you.
Do you mind unblocking my buddy? He's a really big fan.
Man.
He's just stupid.
He's so dumb.
He's just you don't know.
God, he's stupid.
You don't know, Joel.
He's just dumb as hell.
I'll go with.
Like, none of those guys need that belt.
I'm going to go with Randy Orton.
But I could also see KO or Orton winning and making that belt, trying to get that belt relevant again.
Yeah.
Because Logan Paul, even as him as champ, he's not there every week. He's not.
Yeah. Up next, Io Sky at plus 200 takes on her former friend Bailey, which is at minus 300 odds.
I'm going to go Io Sky.
Okay, I'm going Bailey.
I don't think they're going to pull the trigger on Bailey.
Do they have? Does Io have a title?
Still? Yeah, yeah, she's champ.
So that's for the
whatever Raws one. Yeah, the Raws. Or the SmackDowns. One, yeah.
Okay. And then we got AJ Styles. I fucking love AJ Styles, but even I'm just like, I don't need this.
How do people like the LA Knight?
I don't understand
the LA Knight. Who are these people? Is it all like 10-year-olds?
I don't know. I can't believe how over he is.
Like, if I saw an adult in an LA Knight shirt, I hate to be judgmental, but I would just...
No, you don't.
Are you blind?
Did you mean to buy that?
Yeah. Are you blind? You think you're putting on another shirt? Yeah. Are you, like, wearing it, like, as a... Yeah, like as a... You know, to be ironic?
Well, especially now with, like, The Rock is kind of back.
Yeah.
LA Knight is just a Rock Stone Cold ripoff.
Yeah, so he's an Attitude Era.
Now we get... Bob. The Rock is there. Yeah. So, like, why do we need LA Knight now? Anyways... AJ Styles.
But at least this is where he's at on Russell. I hate it for AJ Styles.
Yeah.
But I'm glad he's not near any of the title scenes or anything. And
so AJ Styles at plus 350 goes up against LA Knight at minus 600. This is a TNA main event on a WrestleMania.
And I bet LA Knight wins.
Yeah. I mean.
Just because.
There's no reason for AJ to win, really. And then another match that I just don't see a need for happening is Bobby Lashley and the Street Profits at minus 200 odds going up against Final Testament, which are at plus 150 odds.
Man, that's giving such Road Warriors, Ahmed Johnson versus Nation of Domination vibes.
Yeah, so from, like, Final Testament is, you said, Karrion Kross and then the AOP?
The Authors of Pain, okay. Yeah.
I'm going
to the bathroom. During that match, I got poop.
I'm going Final Testament.
Okay, Final Testament. I'll go the other way, though. Okay. I'll go Bobby Lashley.
Then the main event.
Bobby Lashley was on fire there for a little bit, and he's just really.
Yeah.
I guess he needs Brock Lesnar.
Then the main event of night two, the one we've been waiting for.
Yep.
That has gotten so goddamn convoluted.
Yes.
Because of The Rock. So we got Roman Reigns. He's been the champion for 200 years now. defending the title against Cody Rhodes.
That upstart Cody Rhodes.
Will Cody finish the story?
Yeah.
The odds are saying he will. Minus 400 saying Cody Rhodes is going to finish the story and win the title. Roman is coming in at as the underdog at plus 250.
I'm going to go Cody.
You're going Cody?
I think Rock turns on Roman.
I'm going Cody. It's got to be. I mean, if Cody Rhodes does not win the title tomorrow night,
they gotta just bring a gun out to the ring.
It's done. Just this, make that his retirement match, and call it a career, Cody. Because there's no, that story is done.
But maybe Gunther and Cody could start something.
I think Rock costs Roman the match. I think something happens in the first night.
Because if that happens, like, Roman's not going to go after Cody right away. It's going to be Roman and Rock.
Yeah.
And they could even wait 2 months before they have a match. I mean, they could just all be promos between those two.
So,
and the bloodline still infighting and everything.
So to recap really quick, you've got Rhea Ripley. I've got Becky Lynch. I've got the Bad Bitches. You've got Damage Control. We both are on Mysterio and Dragon Lee. We're both on Jey Uso. We're both on Sami Zayn. You're picking.
Oh shit! I meant Jimmy.
Jimmy.
I said Jey. Yeah, Jimmy's the bad one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want Jimmy.
Okay.
Sorry.
You're going Jimmy.
Yeah, okay. I'm going Jimmy. Just because everything tells me it's gonna be Jey, so I'm like, I'm smarter than what they are, and it's gonna be Jimmy.
And then I'm picking to win the tag team matches. I'm picking Awesome Truth. They'll probably get the Raw ones.
Yeah.
And then A-Town Down Under getting the SmackDown ones. You're going Judgment Day, keeping the Raw ones, and New Catch Republic taking the SmackDown.
I can't say enough how much I hate A-Town Down Under.
I'm not a fan.
Like, both of those, I know you're not, but just both of those guys, I can't watch anything that they do on TV.
Yeah.
I don't understand, like, why they push, or even, I don't know.
And then, main event of night one, we're awful. Both on Roman and The Rock beating Seth and Cody.
Okay.
Night two, we're both on Drew McIntyre winning the title from Rollins. You're on Kevin Owens winning the U.S. title. I'm on Randy Orton.
RKO, no.
You're on Io Sky retaining her title. I'm on Bayley winning it. We're both on LA Knight, unfortunately. you're going Lashley and the Street Profits. Yeah. I'm going Final Testament.
No, I'm going to the bathroom.
And then we're both. Can I take -4,000 odds that Joel goes to the bathroom? And then we're both on Cody Rhodes finishing the story against Roman Reigns. So
WrestleMania 40.
Now more bets.
Yeah,
more bets. Let's do this. We got prop bets.
All right.
I love a good prop bet. So let's pick out a few of these. The total amount of people interfering in Cody Rhodes versus Roman Reigns on night two, over under. So over under 5.5 people.
So you got to think now. You got Jey Uso, Jimmy Uso, Sola, Paul Heyman.
Solo.
Well, when you're boys with him, I like to, it's a soft Sola. Okay. You my Sola.
Okay.
You know?
I didn't like that.
All right. So right there, though, is like 3, and then Paul Heyman's 4, and they're saying 5.5?
Yeah.
Man, you got who?
Then you got The Rock.
The Rock, well, Dustin Rhodes.
I don't know, maybe.
I mean, I wouldn't think so, but he's put some stuff out there on social media like, hey, yeah. Rock, fuck you. Like, so
he probably
after
will.
After he attacked him,
he probably will.
Because Cody's got to have someone on his account, you would think, right out.
So, I mean, we both got to
which
go.
Would be main event Jay, probably. But
we're both saying over, right?
But who else? That's the right
so wait, so who do you got? You got
Jimmy and Jay.
Jimmy,
Solo,
Jay. Solo Sikoa.
Paul Heyman.
Well, Paul
Heyman. Does
that count?
Because he's going to be out there anyways. Like,
I don't know if I'd count him as.
All right, so that's only 3 then. We got three more to be over.
So The Rock.
Oh, The Rock, yeah. He could interfere.
And then.
He's not in that match. He's in the match before.
I'm going to say.
Austin Hogan.
I'm gonna say Austin
that.
Interferes,
yeah.
And I'm gonna say Hogan interferes. So that's 6.
And I could see him introducing one or two new, because there's a one guy from MLW. He left there, and I think he's like a free agent.
He's another He's a Bloodline member,
Manu.
Basically. Is that his?
No, but there's also Manu.
Who's Manu?
He was a guy that was in Legacy with Cody Rhodes and DiBiase, and he was just he's a small guy. He's in the family.
Yeah.
Maybe. I know. I just like saying Manu. I'm going under.
I'm going over.
Okay. I think it'll be under.
You're going under.
I think it's going to be a lot of interference, but I think it's going to be about 4 to 5 people.
This one's good. Total number of chops by Gunther.
Oh, shit. Is there a number?
Yeah, hold on.
Okay. Can I tell you the number I'm having in my head?
Yeah.
23.
Okay. So it's over under 29.5.
Oh, what? Wow.
I'm going over.
I mean, how many? That's got to have 10 to 15 minutes.
Uh huh.
29.5.
I'm going over.
I'm
going
to go under.
Okay.
I'm going to go under.
Because
most of the time, Sammy Russell's in a shirt. So, I mean, I guess he could rip it off. But if he's wearing a shirt, why would he give all these chops if he's not going to see his chest all red?
So let's
see. Did you see the Chad Gable, Sami Zayn training montage?
Well, funny you mention that. Nick's prop bet. Will Chad Gable turn on Sammy? Yes is +175. No is -250.
Yes.
So you're going yes.
Yes. I'm going Daniel Bryan. Oh, yes.
Cash. I'm going yes.
Did you see that?
Uh-uh.
It was pretty good.
Was it?
Because he's like, he's training him, and all of a sudden he runs up behind him and just starts choking him. And Sammy gets all like, what was that, man? He's like, you gotta be ready for everything. And then, like, he's like, I'm gonna push you. And it's just like Montage City. And then at the end, like, he tries it again, and like, he flips him over his back. This time they look at each other like, ah, you have learned. So, yeah, he's training him.
So let me get a few of these. So Cena, will Cena be at WrestleMania? Yes, it's +100. He must enter the ring, speak on the microphone, or attack someone for yes to be the winner. So he's not the one that can interfere in Cody.
I don't think he'll be in the ring. I think he'll be somewhere backstage in some sort of segment.
So
but I'm going to go no.
I'm going to go yes, and you're going no.
Yeah. So I think he'll be there, but I think it's going to be like a Ron Simmons deal where you know, Ron Simmons is going to be out somewhere going, damn, and then they'll like pan to John Cena.
Okay, next one. Same rules apply. This one's just get in. So will Pat McAfee get in the ring? Yes, -120.
No.
Okay, I'm going yes.
I heard him say he didn't know that he was going to be called at the Rumble.
So what do you, that's, supposedly.
I guess I can't. He doesn't lie about a lot of shit.
Or no, he said that he found out like the morning of. Michael Cole didn't know. Nobody knew.
Oh, okay. I thought he didn't even know. That's why like he didn't stay in. He was
and
just
then
like, I'm not.
Last two, Stone Cold, and he's at minus 200, and it's the same thing. In the ring, on a microphone, or attack somebody for yes. It's minus 200 yes.
I'm going to say no again.
Okay.
Because I think these guys will be there, but I don't think they're going
to
be in the ring. I don't see him getting involved in the main event.
And then Taker. Yes is at plus 300, and it's the same thing.
I'm going to say no.
Okay.
I don't think he'll be on TV.
I'm with you. I'm going to go no on that one, too. Okay, so we don't get any money if those turn out to be. Okay, so we don't get money anyway. And then we also, so this already happened apparently. Did this happen on SmackDown, the Andre the Giant Battle Royal? So Bronson Reed was the favorite, and he won it. So
it came down to like him,
looks like Tazawa, we had, okay, so it looks like Akira Tozawa was in it. He was the most, the biggest underdog. Kit Wilson? Who the hell's Kit Wilson?
He's from Pretty Deadly.
Oh. Is Elton Prince also from Pretty Deadly? Okay. Yep. Cedric Alexander.
It's pretty funny. Like, they both attacked Omos right at the start. And Omos threw the one guy clean over, and the other guy just jumped over to join his partner.
Who's Ashanti the Adonis? He was in it.
I think he was in that group that used to, when Swerve Strickland was
there.
I think he's one of those guys.
Apollo Crews, JD McDonough, Veer Mahan, Shinsuke, Julius Creed, Brutus Creed, Andrade, Ivar, Grimes, or Cameron Grimes, Ricochet, Omos, Otis, Gable, Bron Breakker, and Bronson Reed.
And so, Jinder Mahal was in it, too.
He
was there with his tag team. He was actually in the match. So.
Oh, they did not put him on here.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm surprised Bron Breakker didn't win that. It didn't come down to him and
Bron
Reed.
Bron Breakker, I don't remember him being in there.
Oh, maybe he couldn't. Okay,
I think they pulled him.
Okay, but okay, so those are our picks. We'll see how that goes. But I hear you've got some WrestleMania info.
Yeah, I got a little info, but I got some trivia too.
Okay,
I want to know your first WrestleMania memory.
My first WrestleMania memory was.
The first one you remember watching or being excited for?
The first one I remember being excited for, like I know I watched the first five. Like I know I'd watched them before this, but the very first my memory of WrestleMania is WrestleMania 6. That was Hogan and Warrior.
Yep.
But then, I rented it from People's News, and I was.
What a time to be alive.
I was a Hart Foundation fan then. That was like who I was a big fan of.
Yeah.
And their match was that complete bullshit waste of time where they, I think, attacked the Bolsheviks, got in there and tried to do like the Russian national anthem or whatever.
Pinned them in like 10
seconds.
Yeah.
So it was total. But then also it opened up with Andre and Haku against the Rockers for the titles. And that's when Andre turned on Heenan and Haku. That was a big memory. But then, yeah, Hogan and Warrior in the main. WrestleMania 6 was definitely my first.
That was a big one. I was excited for that. I remember my neighbor in South Carolina having WrestleMania 3. And I was watching NWA, but I don't think I was watching. I just remember that, him bringing that over and us watching that. I've watched that one so many times, WrestleMania 3.
That's Hogan and Andre?
Yeah.
Main event, yeah.
And then WrestleMania 5 was the first one like I remember the build-up for.
Hogan and Savage?
Yeah, and then because I can remember the Rockers versus the National or the Twin Towers too.
Yeah,
was on that one. So that was but three was big because I remember it was in a clamshell case. Uh-huh. And I just remember like the little people match. You
remember
know, King Kong Bundy and
I remember
Hillbilly Jim.
WrestleMania 4 was the 2 tape.
Yeah,
and
it was
so hard to rent it. Like it was never available.
I'd never liked WrestleMania 4. I think like I must have watched 3 as they were like building for 5. So then I started watching like
4
TV.
Is not great. 4 is because Savage and DiBiase is the main.
Yeah, it's the tournament.
Not a great. It's not a great show. Yeah, WrestleMania 6 that would have been my first like. It stayed with me.
Yeah, that Royal
I'd
Rumble
seen the other ones, but like WrestleMania 6 stayed with me.
That's a good one. Man, that's good. So, what's your favorite WrestleMania match?
Of all time?
Yeah.
Brett and Piper.
Brett and Piper. That was a good one. Brett won that one. I'd probably go my favorite match. shit balls.
Or Angle and Sean.
I really liked Sean versus Flair.
Oh, the Flair could
still go.
You.
Yeah, Flair could still go a little bit. It was a really good story. And like,
yeah,
that was a really.
I'd say I'd say from the early ones, Bret and Piper, and then like the middle. Let's say the middle run, Angle and Sean.
Yeah,
and then probably more current. I would really have to go back and just look at the results from the last few. I know there's
yeah,
stuff
like
that's going on, but
they don't mean as much
they're
as
so,
they used to.
There's just like so many, so much shit going on now at WrestleManias that it's hard to even remember.
Nothing really is, yeah. All right, but yeah, I have some trivia. You ready for that?
Yeah.
Who came, you have choices.
Okay.
Who came up with the term WrestleMania? One, the owner of the Kansas City Chiefs. Remember, because he named the Super Bowl.
Okay, yes.
Two, Vince McMahon. Three, Bobby the Brain. Four, Howard Finkel.
Howard Finkel.
Yep, Howard Finkel. Which WrestleMania didn't have a men's championship match?
Didn't have a, like, any men's championship match?
No men's title or heavyweight championship match.
Just the heavyweight, but it still had, like, an intercontinental. Oh,
I don't know, maybe.
It just didn't have,
definitely
like,
didn't
the heavyweight
have,
title
definitely
match.
Definitely didn't have the heavyweight title match.
Ooh, I'm thinking there's one that had. Oh, one.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was.
Yeah, Hogan and Mr. T against Orndorff and
you
Piper.
Got it. Who has the record for most WrestleMania matches in one night?
Savage.
Yep.
Yeah. Four. Had to be WrestleMania 4. Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
4-4.
I didn't think they had done another tournament or anything.
True or false? Gold Dust has only won one WrestleMania match.
I don't think he's ever won a WrestleMania match.
That's correct. He's 0-10.
Yeah. He's had 10 WrestleMania matches?
Yeah.
I wouldn't have thought that. I would have thought like four.
Right, four well, or five. How many, speaking of how many single matches has Dolph Ziggler had at WrestleMania?
Singles? No, it's just a complete shot in the dark. Singles?
Singles.
One-on-one matches?
Yes.
Zero.
Yep.
Okay.
Zero. And, of course, this year they have Brother versus Brother. There's been two other Brother versus Brother matches at WrestleMania.
So there would have been, okay, real brothers?
Yeah.
Okay, because I don't think Kane and Undertaker ever did a Mania match, but.
Oh, yeah, they had a couple of them.
Did they? Okay,
yeah.
But that doesn't count,
yeah,
right?
Doesn't
okay.
Count.
So Brother versus Brother.
They're actually 15 years apart. One was WrestleMania 15, one was WrestleMania, or, no, because this is WrestleMania.
No, 15. WrestleMania 10, Brett and Owen.
Okay, yeah.
So WrestleMania 10, Brett and Owen, and now we got, so how many did you say there's been?
There's two other Bro versus Brother.
Counting Jimmy and Jay?
They're the third.
So Brett and Owen's the first.
Yeah.
Then there's another, and then there's Jimmy and Jay.
Yep.
Was Matt and Jeff at WrestleMania? Hold on. That's not my final answer yet.
Okay.
I'm trying to think of all the brothers.
brother. There's not a lot. I mean,
Cody and Dustin. Right?
They never had a WrestleMania match.
They wanted one.
Yep.
And they didn't get it.
It was the Hardys.
It was the Hardys and Jeff and Matt. They did that at WrestleMania.
Remember they had that awful spot?
That match sucked.
They put, I think Jeff put Matt on a table, then put another table over him, and then he jumped through the first table just to put that through Jeff on the second table. Like, why was the second table stacked there?
Yeah, that match, I can't believe they did that at a Mania. I thought that was like a SummerSlam or Money.
Nah,
like,
well, that's probably what, WrestleMania 30 then?
Yeah, probably. So, what did I go?
Brett, you said Brett versus Owen.
Yeah,
Coles.
But I mean, I went like 6-6.
Oh, I
was there more?
One.
Did I?
Yeah, because you thought it was. You
well,
said
I said.
It did not know my
I
answer.
I never said a final answer.
Okay, fine.
No, I'll give me
yeah,
partial
you got
credit.
Them all right, then.
Give me partial credit. Trying to see what some of the last few WrestleMania's results are to see what like my. Like, what's the last really good WrestleMania match you remember?
I mean, I don't know. They, like, the... I think Sheamus versus McIntyre versus Gunther was a pretty good match, wasn't it? It was heavy hitting.
Was that last year?
Hard hitting, if you will.
That was last year's Mania, right?
I don't think it was last year. I think last year was just Sheamus versus...
Mm.
Maybe. See, I can't...
Yeah, so well, I'm looking
so
at. I'm on WrestleMania 37 right now.
You know, I have pay per views every month.
We had Lashley and McIntyre, and Cesaro and Seth Rollins probably was good. But yeah, nothing.
That was at WrestleMania?
Yeah.
When Seth cashed in his money in the bank on Lesnar.
That was great.
That was pretty cool. Do you like indoor WrestleMania or outdoor WrestleMania?
For WrestleMania, I like outdoor.
And tonight is outdoor, isn't it?
Yeah, they mostly do outdoor ones now. Yeah, for WrestleMania, that's the one time of the year that I like the outdoor shows. Yeah. Otherwise, they kind of annoy me. I like and that was the only thing I liked about it starting, like them doing it all day, was it's always fun to see show go from daylight to nighttime. It's always feels like
Money in Bank would always be in the middle, in the sunlight, and then by the end you're...
I know what my favorite match probably recently is. Fucking...
Vince McMahon versus Bret Hart?
Yes, how'd you know? What? No, Sammy and KO against the Usos.
Oh yeah,
That's probably my favorite.
Yeah, that was a good match.
That was last year's, right?
Yep, that was last year.
That's probably my favorite recent WrestleMania match. That was a great one. But okay, so you got any more WrestleMania brain stumpers?
No more WrestleMania stuff.
Okay, so now for the real show.
Yeah.
So if you haven't heard already. And I'm sure if you guys have listened to this podcast for a while, you know that I, for a time, was a professional wrestler. April 27th in Parkersburg.
Saturday, April 27th.
At the Elks Lodge.
6 o'clock.
I think it's Elks Lodge or the Elks Club.
One of them.
It's
follow the elk.
There's elks involved. I'm fighting an elk, is what I'm getting at. I'm fighting an elk on April 27th. No, I'm coming back for my first professional wrestling match in 5 years. With real shoot wrestling.
5 years. So your last one was the tag match, right?
Yep. Dustin Alexander and Chase, Jack Manick against me and Vance Desmond was my last match.
Oh, that match. Oh, I forgot all about that one.
That was
actually
my last.
That was for Inception then. Okay.
Yeah.
I was thinking Remix. That was your last tag.
No. That was Elks Club, 605 Green Street in Parkersburg, West Virginia. Starts at 6 o'clock. And then there are bands starting at 8:30.
Pay for your entire seat, but you'll only need
the edge. Pretty sure it's in the parking lot, I think, because that building's not giant.
Okay.
But, coming out of retirement. I mean, you don't really ever retire anymore in wrestling. Terry Funk never did. But against Logan Taylor, who I had a hand in training. And I nicknamed him a long time ago the Killer.
Oh.
I used to call him the Young Killer. My favorite thing I just remember when we were running the training school, Logan would piss off so many of the other students because he just hits a little too hard.
Yeah.
He, whatever, and there was...
There's a gleam in your eye right now talking about that. You love it.
There was multiple times when he would piss people off to the point where they would just smack him across the face, and then, you know, you'd get a little scuffle happening. And Logan doesn't give a shit.
Like,
He was the youngest, I think, of our trainees.
I would say so.
Him or
Bryce.
Or Bryce. One was a year old or the other. I can't remember which way it went. But I think Bryce was the older of the two. But they were both very young. Logan's not the biggest kid in the world. But he just...
He's got hot!
He didn't give a shit then. He definitely doesn't give a shit now.
Now he's just more... He's been at it. He's kept at it.
And he's also...
He's doing his stuff.
He's just his own guy. Like, there is nothing else like Logan Taylor, I don't think. And I love that. Like, you can't fit him into a... You can't fit him into a category or, like, really compare him to a lot of other wrestlers, I don't think. So
this will be my first live show since Inception.
Yeah.
I probably haven't been to a show since you retired.
I went to an RSW show.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. I'm a liar. Yeah.
Yeah.
One where the butcher was there.
He wasn't that was the before. There. That was before I retired.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Okay, so I haven't been to one. Yeah. That's last.
Okay. So, so we're going to see what happens. I'm feeling pretty good.
You got to, if you don't win, don't come back.
I've lost like 90 pounds since May.
I found it. I'm getting fatter.
Not to say that my back and knees still don't hurt like a motherfucker, but I think if there's any match I can come back and do, it's against Logan because we're just going to hit each other very, very hard.
Yeah.
And we'll see. It's going to be fun. It's going to be a fight.
I'm hoping for a kiss. I've told you that.
Well, you know, I ain't above it. So we'll see how it goes, man. I do love the kid, though. He was always one of my very favorites at the school.
I mean, a lot of them there, but he would always be setting up, tearing down. I mean, just
Logan is.
Good guy. I won't call him a kid because
he is a professional wrestler through and through.
He's a good guy.
Yeah. So I'm looking forward to it. We're going to see, like I said, like I used to, so I've never been knocked out while wrestling. I'll say that much, I've been very, very close to being knocked out. And I think every one of those times was because of Zach Vincent, because he just kicks you so fucking hard. And one time he almost knocked me out with a running Polish hammer. Because it got me right on the chin. It was like going for my chest, but it kind of clipped me on my chin. And that one, I almost went down.
You had your chin down anyway, getting ready to bump.
I think he kind of like just hit the chin and then it came down to my chest. But that one fucking rocked me. I've definitely had a lot of concussions. So the chin might not be what it used to be. We'll find out.
And when is that again?
April 27th.
Saturday.
Elks Lodge in Parkersburg, West Virginia. Starts at 6 p.m.
Bands afterwards.
Bands from at 8:30 until question mark. Ooh, I assume. I assume.
Yeah.
But the bands I'm looking forward to are boys.
Yeah.
Our boys are going to be there. Triceratops. They'll be there. I'm trying to find the other bands.
Last Seconds of Suffering, I think, is one of the bands or something about suffering.
I should have been ready for this, but I was not.
Why would we start today?
Why would we ever prepare correctly? You can also check out, so I recently did a podcast appearance talking about coming back. It's the VSW podcast. I did a sit down with my boy Versace Stoner. We had a good discussion about wrestling. A lot of it was like, we talked about me coming back, but a lot of it was just about wrestling.
Yeah.
About the memories we had and
wrestling.
But the final Seconds of Suffering, Triceratops, Samara, however you say it. Arachnid and Ghost Home. I mean, you know, metal bands, you gotta do something about your fonts. This makes it very difficult.
Especially though, as old as we are, this man's 41 trying to read a heavy metal font.
I think it's Ghost Home. I'm pretty sure.
Ghost Home's a pretty cool name.
I'm glad you knew Final Seconds of Suffering, because that one took me a second to figure out what it's saying too. Triceratops, thank you guys for having a very easy to read name or font. And Samara, that's probably Samara. They do too. So I'm looking forward to that. Definitely been getting back into metal recently, just because I think I need a lot more of the
adrenaline, get your tea going.
Yeah. Get that testosterone going, buddy. Should be fun though.
Yeah.
Should be fun. I'm looking forward to it. We'll see how it goes. It might be a one off. If I can move the next day, if I don't, nothing bad happens.
Maybe not the next day, but by the next week.
Yeah. My big worry is, so for work, I have to go the following week. I'll be out of town for a work related conference, and it's like I have to be there. Yeah. Like, it's like a big opportunity to be there. So I was just like, I hope I don't get, like, my nose broke. So I'm just going to try to be kind of, but we're going to go at it.
You can't worry about that kind of stuff. Yeah. That's when it happens. You just got to, you know what you're doing and do it.
So if you're in there, don't let me down. Be at the show. Please be there to support us, to support professional wrestling. Because we are also, this is the first time since Pro Wrestling Inception that there has been quality professional wrestling in Parkersburg.
Pittsburgh needs it.
Yeah, so
I hope this is a town they keep running. Cause I'll go to RSW. I dig their stuff.
They see it
online, of course. I mean, a lot of your guys, not a lot, but Dustin's there, and
Dustin Alexander, Nikolaja's there, Logan, Johnny Duff.
Yep, Duff.
Brandon Skinner's gonna be at this show.
Nice.
Old Skin Dog.
Cool.
Hell yeah!
Hell yeah!
I'm
gonna have him make a dinosaur noise for me.
Violence Academy is representing at this show for sure. So. Vance Desmond will be on it.
Oh, shit. Maybe Chase Sands will come out, or Jack Manic.
Jack Manic
will just be there to say hi.
So, going to be a good show. I'd love to see as many people as possible there. And then, you know, stick around and support the bands. I think I always love shows that have, you know, metal, because you get that, you get that crowd, that fucking rowdy ass crowd too. Oh, yeah. So it should be a good time.
I remember with that Rated R Wrestling.
Yeah,
they had like bands me right Vance there.
Was that the me and Vance Desmond?
I don't think you worked Vance. Vance was the main event. I'm pretty sure. I don't think maybe what yeah maybe it was you two in the main event.
Wasn't that the show where yeah me and him?
And there's like bands right there off the side of the stage in the bar and stuff.
Yeah,
and you guys
like,
came from up top.
We went. Yeah, we came from up top. That was me and Vance.
Okay,
that's when he head stomped my ass through a chair.
Okay, yeah.
He came off the top and head stomped me down through a chair.
I was just a fan then.
I had a crazy. I still have the picture of the boot mark.
Oh wow.
That was stamped on my head for a solid 2 weeks.
Hell yeah.
But we beat the shit of each other in that match, and that crowd was awesome because Vance walks out, and, you know, he's your, you know, really good shape, six-pack, all this stuff. It's best part of that match, though, was as he's walking, doing his entrance, and getting in the ring, typically at a professional wrestling show, Vance can very easily tell all the fans, you know, if they're saying shit to him, he can very easily say that he has the better body.
Yeah.
And I remember him showing off a six pack and telling the, like, there's a guy that was giving him shit. He said something about, you know, well, like, you know, my girl's looking at my abs now. This dude stands up and pulls his shirt up. This dude has got a chiseled as fuck eight pack.
That was me.
That was Joel.
No.
But yeah, Vance was like, God, he got, when I got the ring, I remember him saying, like, that motherfucker had better size than me.
I remember the back rake being over on that.
The
match.
Back rake was always over because the back rake marks
were
there. We went to Vance ordered a Zima from the bar.
Yeah.
And took a drink and said it was too strong. And then, like, I ended up, like, bouncing his head off the bar or whatever and getting some bourbon and doing a shot of that. And the crowd lost their shit.
That's fun.
So, yeah, it was a great show. That's one of my favorite matches.
Yeah, it was rock and roll and wrestling.
Yeah. So,
one more thing. Speaking of rock and roll. Visit our friend Aaron at First City Records, and we're in talks. We're going to do his podcast, First City Podcast, and we got some fun stuff lined up for that, and hopefully we can get something scheduled in here soon, and the two of us, he wants to interview you about, you know, some wrestling than us, and then we're going to, that should be some fun.
Yeah, First City Records, 166 Front Street Marietta. You can check them out, firstcityrecordstore.com.
Video games, records, CDs, cassettes.
Posters.
Everything, yeah. I mean, it's
buttons, like, patches. I have a very cool
patch. Like, if you ever went to the import house, it's kind of like an import house without, like, the paraphernalia.
Last week, I got the, I picked up the Mazzy Star record I've been looking for.
I got Arachnophobia.
Arachnophobia on VHS.
Watched it.
So, yeah, check them out. Facebook.com, First City Record Store is how you can
look
find them.
Look for that.
There.
Lots of you guys to look out for.
He does live videos a lot where he shows, like, what's going to be the next day's sale stuff.
It's like Saturday Drops.
And, yeah, he does a podcast.
He has live music in there. I mean, it's he does really good with, like, the Taylor Swift release parties and stuff.
Monday, April 8th, he's got, is this at his place? Yep, Rex Manning Day. At First City Records,
he's got an Empire Records vinyl. You can win if you go there that day.
Yeah, celebrating the movie that inspired him to open his own record store. Monday the 8th, they'll have a big screen movie screening of Empire Records at 7 p.m. as well as a 90s costume contest, air guitar contest, and free 90s inspired swag. That'll be cool. And then April 19th, Taylor's Tortured. Poets party at First City Records to celebrate the new Taylor Swift album. They're having a party hosted by local Swiftie cosplayer Rebecca Hines. They have all kinds of stuff going on all the time there. So check out First City Records.
It's a cool place. It's two doors down from Schaefer's.
From Schaefer's.
So get your throat stretched and then go down to First City Records.
And get a good soundtrack.
Yeah.
That you can actually go to First City Records first.
You need some good throat stretching music.
Find yourself a good throat stretching soundtrack and then head on over.
The shit and tell them Middle Aged and Mediocre sent you.
Yeah, even if you're not in Marietta, you know, hit up First City Records on Facebook because he could have some stuff that you might want to hook up.
He has a website too.
You can
buy it. You can
order
from
right from there. So. Yeah.
Good guy.
Check him out. All right. Who else do we like? Who else can we plug? McDonald's. You're going to want to go to McDonald's.
Yeah.
If you haven't heard of McDonald's.
McChicken.
They got McChicken sandwiches. They got McNuggets.
You know, I used to get it with ketchup, but I think I like it now. Just mayonnaise and lettuce.
Well.
Less is a little more.
The McChicken?
Yeah.
Let's just go plain McChicken sandwich.
Oh, okay.
Or you can throw a nice piece of...
I mean, it comes with lettuce and mayonnaise.
You can throw a nice piece of pepper jack cheese on there if they have it, but they don't have jack cheese.
Don't ask for
You gotta take your own.
Don't ask for more. Don't ask for less. They get mad if you ask them to do less work. You're like, can you not put less on that? They're like, not
put... How the fuck am I supposed to not put something on
Yeah, this? Fuck you!
Yeah.
I take a turn quickly.
But, you know, McDonald's, if you haven't heard of it, check it out.
McDonald's.
Friends of the show. All right. You got anything else?
Nah, I think All right. that's good.
Well, I'm glad we're...
WrestleMania! Burn, 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 burn.